It's incredible to follow Arisa. I don't know if this is possible, but here we go. So I'm really honored and joyous to be with you today. Thank you for the invitation. And I'll read a little bit from my second book, and then much of what I'll read today is actually from my third book, which I'm submitting. I have to submit my final draft in a few weeks, and so you will be hearing some things that perhaps no one else has heard. So I would love any feedback that you give. It would be my honor to receive that. So two poems from the my second book. Monologue of a Shallow River. After Edris Elis Garmai. Rustling leaves that tease over water's wind, static on a black and white television screen when the hanger does not serve. Or starched ribbon whispers down the back of a First Communion girl. This is what they say is the sound of my voice. Almost a sound, because no one gets it right. No one dips fingers or tastes me tender with the tongue and says she sounds like a river. No one listens closely to my currents. They see clear waters over shuffling silt, sand, dirt, and rounded rocks. They see me shimmy and prance over boulders through their chinks, the smallest crack like a palatial door that I slide through. And they think that this is so easy, that I wanted to run downstream, slip in the hidden places beneath the ground, and come out a trickle or pounding waterfall. They call me nymph, and imagine me supple, limber, and wanting to play, forgetting how even I, the shallow beauty, hold pits to drown with pity. What can I do against my nature? They forget the days when they floated makeshift prayer boats along my face, or plucked it with their foolish skipping stones, how they thought I was unchanged, not knowing that I bore the scars downriver deep. They want to say that they love my sound, the feel of my fingertips against their bodies, never imagining that if I could take the water they claim beneath those fragile skins, I would make it mine. So I am an educator, a teacher educator specifically. So I train those folk who will be future secondary teachers. I support them in that development, that growth. And my work comes from this deep involvement and deep love and caring for young people. In my own story, I do not think I was as protected as I hope that children generally, that children should be. And so my work is a call, is an action, and also a call to action to do some more of that support. Unfortunately, that doesn't always happen, right? And there are stories, there are truths of our children being robbed from us through violence. So this comes from The Pistol's Confession is the title, after a school shooting. The Pistol's Confession. Go to sleepy little babe. Go to sleepy little babe. Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving babe. Go to sleepy little babe. Go to sleepy little babe. You and me and the devil make three. Don't need no ever-loving babe. All I ever wanted was to be held slick in his grip, wetting me down with want. I wanted to be a vessel for his fire, explosive possibility of the spark, the powder that swallows resolution and spits it out and challenge steel. I was born to be a force of reckoning, a force to split and fuse with heat. I was forged to be the forge for smoldering, but never this. I was not shaped For this, his eyes were faulty, but I could see all those pretty little faces, not pinned to straw, but moving and shifting from smile to grimace, moving targets, sure, but not those hitched to on a motor and dragged left and right, forward and backward. These cowered beneath desks, hid themselves even within their bones. I just wanted to be held, and there he was holding me to fire, to the ecstasy of killing. All those pretty little faces, with my charred mark, my sizzle and burn, they explode just like straw in bits. I teased, seduced with my circle of steel, like a ring of promise, ring around the rosies, pocket full of posies. Oh, how I sung for him over the whispers, the bloody throats gurgling their last prayers. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. I was so good, he couldn't help but hold me close, right so he could hear me. I gave him his resolution back. Ashes, ashes, won't you hold me? Won't you hold me? I just wanted to be held. Okay. New work. We are going down a dark road, but hopefully there will be some lightness there too. So the book that I'm going to turn in is called Sombra Dislocate. Sombra meaning shadow. And so there is this is a continuation that I've realized in my work as far as exploring these dark places, the dark stories, because I believe it's necessary for any change to occur. And then transitioning and realizing, exploring, celebrating, inviting and living within this moment of joy. But also understanding space and time, especially space here. And in this section, there's a lot of space. I travel a lot. I've lived in many different places, and having this view out is part of that. But I also, in here, have a number of poems about different things. Josephine Baker comes in this section too, so that should be fun. So we'll see how this happens. So, Ish ke hakiki, or Chazal, for divine love and apocalypse. Paint the cloud heavy, gun metal gray, you tryst I. He is the tuft of sky, the bluest eye. Hag with smoke hair, punching the street corners for pennies, watching the fewest eyes. Thunderborn, lightning scarred, we step hard and quick, stopped only by the newest eye. Pickpocket the sun for the burn on the hands, Nazar around the neck, the truest eye, frozen lions at the mosque, silent clamor and gnash, fire from the spark of the purest eye. On all sides named, with a reference to Josephine Baker. Black, 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 black addict, black, black star, black slave, black noir, black ape, black thug, black, 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 cannibal, black, black, African, black, black monkey, black, black, just like LeBaker, black, Allegra, black, nigger, black, tar, black, bullet hole, black, made, black, pickaninny, black, tar, baby, black, colored, black, dog, black, Lindy, black flight, earth flight, black, Jemima, black, coal, black, the color girl, black, Negro, black, ebony, black, Sally, black, coon, black, death, black, hair like black, nigger, black, mat, black, lynch, night, black, African, American, black, Jim Crow, black, criminal, black, crow, black, hate, black, mammy, black, American, preacher, black, not black enough, too black, trickster, black, beauty, black, marble, black, skin like black, outer space, black hole, black space, black heritage, black French like black, mother like spook, black ghost, black mulatto, black dance, color me, black lobo, black cream, still black, dark black, activist, black song, black peace, black erotic, black sensual, black star, superstar and human with color like flowers, black, 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 black. What to see in Paris? At the highest point of the Musée d'Orsay, time unspools in reverse. Left to right, it ticks from minute to hour, a slow waltz among impressionist stillness. Through the former train station's clock, Paris displays its finery, green tinge ripples of the Seine, the sands of the Tuileries, the pomp of the Louvre, former palaces, cathedrals, moving figures caught up in the mundane. Inside the gallery, play vibrates in painted layers. Renoir invites the eye to floor step patterns with friends long dead and yet vital, exciting the room as they seem mid-turn in the thrall of couples spinning to quick step time. Imagine the tap that invades the body, the foot thumps to matching heart. The ballet girls of Degas wait on their pedestals, watching crinoline float beneath satin and pastels and stripes. The mob of onlookers, with their staid guide voices pumped through headphones, they will wait only long enough for the recording to stop. Move only to the next number on the dial. Forward, backward, still. Leap into this thrash sweet life. So concerned as I am for children, moving again with this outward view, a few years back, there was a story of a family. The daughter was kidnapped decades ago, and her mother and father mourned, and they said that she must be alive somewhere. We have not found her. Within the last decade, it turns out that the father kidnapped his daughter and put her underneath the house and kept her as his sex slave for decades, and had children in this space beneath the house. The mother knew nothing. So her daughter, for all this time, had been underneath the house where she lived with these children, her grandchildren, the product of incest. And I remain upset by that. The erasure, the disappearance, the appearance again, within the dark. One of the children died immediately after childbirth, and that was Michael. This is a poem for him. Archangel. The seagulls fly from the water, Michael, through threatening gales, those harbingers of storm. They tempt lightning to strike, spying the waterspouts that twist wind hips. A woman's womb can be such a funnel between glory and tumult. You transformed. Seagull torn from sky into blasted sea, a quicksilver fish sucked up to swim in rain. Shapeshifter. Twisted child of a child defiled by her own father. No wonder you rebelled against a life trapped underground. You once skimmed clouds. A soul, a choking cord, a steadfast hand can free through fire and ash, an incinerator, a heavenly channel. The seagulls hasten landward. The only reason that they were discovered was because there was one of the older children became sick, and her mother insisted that she needed to get care. She had already lost one child, and that's how they were found. To see the sister for the frizzled children. We travel beneath a sliver moon, pale nail cut and hung to velvet sky, speckled over with what they say are stars. We conceive them static, like that which hummed from the television nights when mother's muffled voice hid behind clean tiled walls. We slept to dying sounds, to come into this world. Strange how the wind blows at our sheepish fingers that peek through window slats of this rushing car. We giggle to ourselves. It is easy to forget our sister's pumps, her beeping heart, her bluish tint of skin when the darkness outside the darkness breathes. a reconception of Josephine, who becomes a larger figure. To Josephine from Napoleon, Black and White. There are two voices. One, I spent $15 on this homespun suit just to call on you. Can you write, Josephine? Can you read the pleas woven in this casket's fair? He bought me to serve right, Monsieur Napoleon. I will die in this suit someday. Two. You so fine, I taste to pussy amaret and wine at the white men's table. I watch you tease, bat your eyes, dance, how your toes glitter like swamp fire bugs daintily at the quadroon ball. Three. I like my girl starch pressed and clean. In that dress, call me the muss-up man. Your skin, such milk to flavor this cold black, I want you for myself. I won't let him touch, tickle your thigh with your own fan. Four. With your crimped church fan eyes, you could blow me holy. Listen to Thunderman, howling, beating steel pans beneath your window. Forget the name he spits, Charles Notre Napoleon, le petit on saint d'Hongrie. Five. This stony body sets hard from the pickaxe swing. You soft, rich, black dirt where I get stuck. I pass through the halls with silver trays, carry marzipan to sugar rough intent, masquerade of ravish and plunder. Six. I birthed my own diamonds in my face. I have been seeking the right setting to shine. I hush this fervor and lean against wind and stone. I am cannonade, burning brand, the lightning carve, harbinger of apocalypse. Seven. Maman de coeur, amoureux transi, flower this hand can pluck. I have forgotten. Stop fear. I have been torn, rip of my wife, my little boy still whimpering in his New Year's shirt, sold with you. Eight. I am imperial foundation, greater than Caesar. River tickles a road, pillars. Such a long pillar. I can start again. If you'll have me, you have a choice. Fold your rose scent into my salt bead harbor. Nine. Without my giant hooks to cup, you just exist. Orage de longue haleine. My drum beat heart, strong pulse, these mountain rock grips of Georgia, I own myself. I never want to possess you. 10. I sprinkled peppermint on all my buttons to sweeten your way down. I paid a man in labor for one whole month just for this photograph. I will die in this suit. 11. I send letters in sweat and puke and harmonica twist from my quarters to bedevil your dreams. 12. Couriers cannot carry fire. You come, branded and heaving a ma puissance. Okay. Y'all okay so far? All right. I'm kind of joyous to actually read the manuscript to you. So this poem I originally wrote in response to the continued conflict occurring in Gaza. At the time, there were, just this past summer especially, the missiles were flying. Even the UN insignia could not protect anyone. And one thing that, and I'll read two of those poems, but there was this one story of a soldier saying, why don't they just leave? Why don't they seek shelter? Why don't they get out of the way? And it's like 12 miles long, right? So thinking 12 miles, how do you get out of the way of a missile in 12 miles? Like, I just don't understand. But just this idea of like, how do you get out of the way? And then another part of that same story was, why do they keep bringing their children to the roof? And for me, I was like, isn't that obvious? They want to show that there are children here, that there are children. So, two poems. Da-da-dee-da. These white shroud-bound bodies, once sun-brown children with wild hair, coin eyes that glittered in buzzing luster, fireflies in dust skies, zephyr wind tender, scented in jasmine and honey. These bodies wrapped in gauze, split open just hours ago, someone's meat to mangle with tester bullets and bombs, the kind meant to warn non-citizens to run, animals in shoes, when between the sea and dust, the protester and the riot gear, home and the corner store, a stone's throw skipping. A lullaby swaying from mother lips, call to come back before street lamps brighten night. A child could cross that in, tag, you're it. They were just feeding the chickens. Corn from lined palms, rippling mutilation in the grooves. They were just playing in a playground, walking down the street, being other. Dear God, what is the song children sing when dreaming listless? Does it sound like this? In the space of a few kilometers, it is their fault the children die. Look how they carry slim bodies, flesh jutting bones, these spawned warmongers onto the roofs. Glass seers that guide missiles might be moved to stay at sheaths, grounded far from Gaza. It is their fault how child blood paints the street. They should have gone when told, left their homes. They are just rocks and mortar we must shatter. Look how their brothers hide missiles at playground edges, at the centers of moss, crouched within hospitals, rows of tattered shoes. It is their fault that they breathe, that they should descend to dust. If they must live, there are pebbles for bread, olive leaves for shelter. What need have they for homes, for children? It is their fault. Pity me that the rockets rain. We own the sky, fiery justice. It is their fault. No need to spin truth. Pity me, pity me, pity me. My dreams, screaming, I never heard. Okay. Hashtag not a martyr. This wiry frame was not positioned to clutch a pulsating belief, all crimson, gauzy shroud. Desert gleaming, the mirage of something better. No one will know the name of that child, the mother at her errands, the man rubbing his calloused palms who dreamed of when they were smooth as skipping stones and soft as his mother's pillowing breasts. All gone. Scalding heat. Fire flash, drums and cymbals. This is no celebration, but there are bodies split open, scorched to crackling. Martyrs do not carry grocery lists. These are not the notes left behind for someone to remember. No reporter will write these names, and yet they will be scripted on banners at protests, their death pictures printed on the revolution, their serrated limbs paraded in front of a crowd or trampled over by it after shouts turn to silence, giving way to the stars and their conversation. Your signals are faulty. Your heads bowed to glowing screens. Look up, look up, look up. We are here, dancing. Okay. So there's this chord of blackness coming through in this manuscript. And this too connects to Josephine, but many other black expats. Je dis amour, but one don't love me. How many hip jumps, rolling eyes, flashing legs, tugs looping into ink, how many cobblestones, sen thrown bread, pub crawls through smoke, wafting spirits winding through kink, how many je deux amours, how many peals of laughter, itch to look over shoulder, lynch horizons, innocuous lover, brutal lover, possessing lover, I own you lover, how much spit, how many black men, how many back, enter through the back, how many black women, how many human, how many times, sit by the kitchen, wait for your crumbs, no thing, how many times to travel for strut, not cower, for glamour, not forced bow by chained neck, how many chokeholds before breath, Josephine, Jimmy, Romare, Saul, Bricktop, W.E.B., Jeremiah, Boots, Asada, Paul, Stokely, Malcolm, Langston, Marcus, Richard, Nina, Charlie, Dexter, more, how many more, want to jive, but slow down, statue, be the devil, the criminal, the alcoholic, the beast, the slave, the hooker, the maid. How many times the rub of skin to see if it be paint? How many two-faced double consciousness, majesty, multiplicity, something akin to astrophysics on a corner store shelf? How many escapes? How many cheeks to turn? Primitivist, expressionist, cosmopolitan, all till change. Okay. And I think I have time for maybe two or three short poems. Okay. Yeah. Let's go there. Let's go sexy. Because I don't know if I can go down the dark road anymore. I need to come back out. So, and I don't know if we weren't really there at that point. But I think I want to start a transition. Holiness. The first night, I lit candles while you were in the bathroom, tall, colored wax in glass vessels dedicated to a virgin without sin. When we were naked, you kissed hip bones, the creases that led down trembled as if before a god revealed, looked up, moisture on bearded lip. Your fingers slicked themselves within the chakra throb root of moans before you entered, thick, pulsing, your heartbeat, a quickening within me. And I think I have time for this one, which is fun. So I travel a lot, and I went to this hamami in Istanbul, Turkish bath. I was not prepared. So my friends, they go to Turkey for Turkey Day, for Thanksgiving every year, have gone for decades. So I went, Turkey for Turkey Day, right? So I went a few years back and I was like, okay, cool. They have these relationships and it'll be great to connect. I bought a rug. What else do you do? But I went to the Turkish bath with my one friend who's very, very shy. And I was a dancer. I was the dancer, so I've forgotten a lot of that shyness. But I still have like a second before I take my clothes off. Just a second. So I get to the hamami and I'm like, oh wait, okay. I don't know where I am. Because most of the women were totally nude, and I was like, okay. I can't see anything anyway. So because I'm pretty much blind without my glasses anyway. So I was like, okay, well, we're just gonna roll. So here we are in the Timberly Tosh Hamami. Without my glasses, all the world becomes Monet. A fine pierced window in the Hararet's dome, its pointed star to conjure a summer night, softens to pulsing circle that enchants the steam to hiss and rise. On the hot marble, my glasses lie useless. The first wave of heat enough to fog me near blind, so even my eyes are naked. I simulate delicate decorum. Soon I am near splayed as the sweat forms rivulets running down all this reddening earth. My forehead hosts liquid pebbles I turn and press to gray marble, smoothed by the skin of generations. The small becomes a newly formed lake. Tiger marks stretch at my hips for the first time. I am not ashamed of patterns. I am surrounded by taut and hang girls in their play and crones whose bodies have glowed, carried, birthed, mourned. My breasts are among many breasts. We are a tribe of sweat. The attendant calls me over for my turn of lemon-scented suds and the raw scrape of loofah mitts until the dead flakes crust in rolled balls of dirt. She washes them away with vigorous hand over and over again. I have never been touched this way by a woman. Intimate and rough in the cleansing, I am steeped in citrus spray from head to toe. She pulls my hair as she washes, then leads me to the fount, fills a metal bowl with cold, clean. She sets to her ruthless work, erasing the frizzle of soap. She points the way back to the dark pool, the heated waters where nymphs are descending. I dangle my feet a while. Those bathing look hungry for flesh. The slab receives my meditation again, pulsing stars in a cold stone dome, the scent of lemon and musk, heated air so thick as to swim. When the salty slick returns, I feel out shining bowl and the frigid, feel the silk that stretches across muscle and bone. And I think I'll stop there. Thank you so much.